Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and 9th Ayurveda Day. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that the nation's progress accelerates when its citizens are healthier. He added that with this vision, the central government has established 5 pillars of health policy, prioritizing citizens' well-being. These pillars are preventive health care, timely diagnosis, affordable medicines and treatment, proper health care in small towns and villages, and technology expansion in the healthcare sector. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also launched expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. The Prime Minister today distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations. Speaking through video conferencing, the Prime Minister said the government has worked significantly on self-reliant India and promoted Make in India in every sector, including new technology, ranging from space sector to electric vehicles. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar addressed the Army Commanders Conference in New Delhi today. At the conference, Dr. Jaishankar discussed the intricacies of current geopolitics, including its challenges, possibilities and opportunities. Filing of nomination papers for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand concluded this evening. Scrutiny of nominations in the two states will be taken up tomorrow. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies for the second phase in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of next month. In Maharashtra, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 4th of November. In Jharkhand, candidates can withdraw their nominations for the second phase till the 1st of November. Assembly elections in the state are being held in two phases. In the first phase, after scrutiny of papers, 743 candidates remain in the fray now in the first phase. Tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of candidature in the first phase. Polling for the first phase will be held on the 13th of November. Polling for by-elections to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for the Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will be held on the 13th of next month. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has conducted search operations at 8 locations including Mumbai and Kutch in Gujarat related to illegal broadcasting of cricket matches and online betting activities by a private company. During the searches, the ED seized assets worth 4 crore rupees. The agency said that an alleged company is being operated from Dubai and the search action was carried out against individuals providing technical and financial management support services to the company. At least 8 people were killed and more than 30 others injured in a road accident in the Sikar district of Rajasthan this afternoon. The mishap occurred when the driver of a private bus full of passengers lost control of the vehicle and collided with a culvert in Lakshmangarh. The injured have been admitted to a government hospital. The Deepotsav celebrations in the city of Lord Ram, Ayodhya, is expected to be much more grand, with the Uttar Pradesh government aiming to create a new world record this Diwali by lighting 28 lakh lamps along the banks of the Saryu River. Preparations are in full swing for the grand Deepotsav tomorrow evening in Ayodhya. Speaking at an event today, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that this Diwali is historic as Lord Sri Ram's temple in Ayodhya will be lit up with thousands of diyas, making the celebrations unprecedented. Union Home Minister Amit Shah flagged off the Run for Unity at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi this morning. The event is being organized to mark the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who was born on the 31st of October 1875. And in women's cricket, the third and final one-day international match is underway between India and New Zealand in Ahmedabad. Electing to bat first, New Zealand have got a target of 233 runs. The three-match series is currently levelled with one each. Opening match of the series was clinched by women in blue, while visitors won the second match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.